He certainly has some very challenging words, events, and actions. We sometimes wonder what's really going on. Hollywood wouldn't want anything to do with these events because it doesn't suit the world's ways. If we look at the first reading with David, having the opportunity to end Saul's life, who was out striving to kill him. But he knew better. Even though Saul had become jealous and other issues, David knew that that was God's anointed and that he is not to be touched. Because David wasn't thinking the way the world thinks, but strive to think the way God thinks and the way that would have been God's will. We see this also in the gospel event. I don't know about you, but it's very challenging to think of what I'm supposed to do if somebody strikes my cheek. If we look at the very literal, and which in part we are in this case. But it's a matter of, once again, not thinking the way the world thinks, but that of the way Jesus had taught us in striving to do the will of God, the Father. Tough examples that we are all called to do. And packaged right in between, in the middle of it, is what has been referred to in the past as like the golden rule. Do to others as you would have them do to you. We do need to know how we should conduct ourselves. And that's why, as our good bishop had said, why are we gathered here? Because God is real. And God is good. And cares for each and every one of us very much. And also all those out there, and for those who don't even know it. It's tough to think of somebody that can really live out the passage it was today. Do we know of somebody that can do that? To turn the other cheek? To do good when they are treated by evil or mistreated? One sure example that should come to mind, and one person that should come to mind, obviously, is our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm striving to do the best I can, and I'm trying to get out of God's way to becoming a better person. But I can't help but think there have been times, not literally slapping Jesus' face, but not treating my neighbor the best that I could. But still asking Jesus to turn the other cheek. We know this by, if you ever gaze upon the crucifix, we know that Jesus loved those who were nailing him to that cross. You will remember in the one event of the crucifixion, he says, "Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them." That's ultimate love, unconditional. So why is this such an important event? Why is Jesus telling us to do this? What's the purpose for us to turn the other cheek? Why should we exchange evil or being mistreated with that of being good in return? Not only is it because, well, the short answer would be because Jesus said so, but it's the will of the Father that we're not of the world. We're not the same. We have been called out of the world. Followers of Jesus Christ. Back while he was here, it was followers of the way. A matter of saying people could look and see There's something different about that person. Something that just doesn't make sense. Well, when you think of what David did in the first reading, or what Jesus is asking us all to do, in some respects, based on world standards, it doesn't make sense. We are called out of this world to show them there is a better way, and that's to follow Jesus Christ. And there are times that it will be a challenge for each and every one of us. I know I'm challenged. And if I ask for a show of hands, and I'm not, I'm sure I'm not the only one, that there are challenges. So in some cases, this may be a hard teaching, that when we are mistreated, to turn the other cheek. So let me suggest for all of us, maybe a little stepping stone. And what it is, in the same lines as that of the do to others as you would have them do to you, seek to always be kind. When you're insulted, when you're bad-mouthed, when you're challenged unjustly, be kind. Back in 1942, I believe it was, there was a fantastic animation from Walt Disney. It was called Bambi. From the looks, I think the majority of us have seen Bambi at least once in our time. And it was a great example where Bambi, it was the scene when Bambi was just recently born and he clumsily was walking. He was just learning how to walk. He wasn't doing it. He was struggling. And Thumper, if you remember Thumper, that was the rabbit that would use his foot and he would thump. The first encounter he had with Bambi was, he says, he doesn't walk very good, does he? And his mother, that was right behind him, said, Thumper, what did your father just tell you this morning? And it was, if you can't say something nice, say nothing at all. And that's true. As a stepping stone to being able to strive for the ability to do what Jesus has asked in this gospel message. But as a stepping stone, when we go out there, do they know that each and every one of us is a Christian? That we are followers of Jesus Christ? We are set apart. I believe it was St. Francis that they attributed that. Go out and preach the gospel. Use words if necessary. That's our call. And that's what we should strive to do. Be kind. Be loving to all that we meet. If they badmouth you, you can't say something, be thinking of Thumper. If you can't say something nice, say nothing at all. Exchange what has been mistreatment to you with love and kindness. You hear it in the gospel that says, how you treat is what measure you measure is what measure it will be to you. Now, in a few minutes here, we're all going to say a prayer that our Lord has taught us. You probably guess what I'm getting at on that. We ask to be forgiven as much as we're willing to forgive. Let's do our part to be a light to the world, to evangelize to a suffering world, that following Jesus Christ is the best way, because God is good.